Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we're joined by special music guest Alex DeLeo. Alex, how's it going?
Great, how you doing, Walter?
Hey, doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm happy to be here talking to you and looking forward to it.
You're welcome. No problem, Alex. No problem. I'm super excited to talk to you today. First off, I just want to say that I'm glad you're safe and you're doing well. I know that Hurricane Matthew has, you know, wreaked havoc in Florida and on the East Coast, and I'm glad you're doing well, man.
I appreciate it, man. Definitely, my heart's definitely going out to the people in Haiti. The numbers of casualties out there just continues to grow, so I'm actually talking to a couple groups about putting together like a benefit out here for them. So hopefully we can do that.
Absolutely, that would be awesome. It's much needed, and I mean, I think the last time I looked, they had over 500 deaths. I believe was it 540?
It's up to like 850 now.
Jeez, man, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Man, you just don't know. It's life is so short. It's so precious, and it's just anything can happen like that. You know, it's crazy. You know.
Yeah, it is. It's stupid, pretty much.
Absolutely.
But yeah, every day that passes, that's like one of the biggest things that I've been talking about lately. And I think sometimes I harp on it too much, but how short life is, and how important it is to take chances and try new things and make mistakes and I don't know, and just learn and just evolve into I don't know, just the best you can be, to always stay as optimistic and as positive as you can possibly be.
Absolutely. I want to kind of break away for just a second, but you know, you're so talented. You know, you're a singer and songwriter, and you know your sound is so eclectic. I wanted to ask you, when did you decide that music was something that you wanted to do, and you know, and that you know just really had kind of a gifting in?
Well, my grandma randomly gave me, an acoustic guitar for my 10th birthday, just out of the blue. I never had expressed any type of musical interest or whatever, but at the time she was dating this guy that, was involved in music, and he just played out for fun, and so I guess he inspired her, so she got me this guitar. I found out that one of my close friends played guitar, and we decided to put like a little group together and just have fun. And then we went on to, you know, do some middle school talent shows and stuff like that. And we won them. And then we're like, oh, let's continue doing this. And throughout high school, we were, I was in a band called Wildfly. Senior year that came to an end just because of differences and stuff like that, but we opened up for some national acts and stuff like that. And I don't know, I guess when I got a few friends involved in me picking up music is when I really was like, and first middle school talent show, not that that's like, you know, I mean, for someone that age, it's, you know, something, I guess, special, but, I think that kind of was like, oh, maybe I can continue doing this and just have fun and stuff like that. And as a group, something that I realized that I wanted it to be like a huge part of my life. So.
Absolutely. Your style, I mean, it's hard to just pinpoint. You know, some people would describe you as like alt indie. It's amazing. Like, your style is so eclectic, and I know that you hail from South Florida. South Florida is a melting pot. You know, I grew up there myself. Would you say that growing up in South Florida has kind of helped to, I guess, shape your sound?
I agree with the fact that South Florida is definitely a melting pot. I mean, you'll find people from all over the world here. I don't think that South Florida has really helped develop my sound. I don't know. Since I really started listening, I think probably 13, around that age, I've always been drawn to bands like Coldplay, The Fray, The Killers, and that type of alternative rock vibe. And it's weird, when I was in the band in high school, it was more of a hard rock band, and towards the end, I wanted to go more like alternative rock, what has always inspired me. That's why it ended, because of the differences and stuff like that. But I don't think South Florida has had a huge impact on it. I think one thing that has helped is I've been fortunate enough to travel a lot in my life, and frequently, and you know, out of the country and Europe and just all over. So I think that actually has impacted more than me living down here in South Florida, and that's something that I get a lot of inspiration from. Traveling definitely is a huge inspiration in some way.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about your newest EP. Now, it's not set for release until November 4th, so we're still, you know, just about a month away. But you set to release it November 4th. I was wondering if you could tell us, like, what was the writing process like for you on this newest EP?
To be honest, going into the EP, I had started I just had gotten involved in a brand new relationship. It definitely had a huge impact on my writing for the EP. And I think it really helped the songs come very naturally as well. I didn't really find that the songs that are in the EP didn't take long for me to write. I think it was a total of like maybe 4 or 5 months just to gather those together. Not even. I don't know. It was simple. I have like a little studio at my house, and I'd go in there every day and just work on new things. And I find that writing for me, I think, comes easier when I'm just walking around doing whatever, and a melody will randomly pop into my head, and I'll just voice memo it on my phone. And then later on, I'll go sit down, grab a guitar, or hit a couple chords on the piano and try figuring out, you know, the rest of it, or a few more ideas for it. And that's really how a lot of them were came together.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I wanted to ask you, you know, I think you have two singles on this new EP. You have a single, and then there was, there's a debut single, Make It Easier. And then you did, you released a live performance video, which I thought was really, really cool, for I've Been Waiting. Yeah, you're welcome. I wanted to ask you, with a live performance video, what made you release a live performance as opposed to a scripted music video?
Honestly, so the Make It Easier song is a debut, more of a debut track. I wanted to release that, put it on SoundCloud, just to kind of give people a feel for what the vibe of the EP was gonna be. And then a week and a half ago, I released I've Been Waiting, which is technically the first single. And I didn't have an idea of, I didn't really have it in my mind to make a scripted video until the last few days, actually. And I had that live performance video is from a festival I played at down here back in March. The more and more I listen to the song, the more and more, like, I find myself kind of, like, it's got a very dancey, upbeat vibe. And the more and more I want to do a video to it. So I don't know if I'm going to end up doing a video for it. But I just released that live performance video to just have, put out a video of me and the guys playing it. So I don't know, maybe there will be a scripted video after the EP comes out.
Very nice. Okay. Your single, what was kind of what like went into the writing of the single? It's a beautiful song. It's amazing. And what does the song mean to you personally? Is there like a meaning behind it?
I'm sorry, say that last part again?
Oh, yes. The song, Make It Easier, your single.
Make It Easier, okay.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song. It's just well recorded, well done. What does the song mean to you? Like,
I find myself overthinking a lot in life. And like we were talking about earlier, how short life is and how important it is to live in the moment. And that's part of what the song's about. It kind of took the whole Make It Easier process and put it into the overthinking factor. Just kind of go with your gut feeling on things. And it also, it says in the song, it says, just go, stay young. So it talks really about being very passionate in life, either for someone that you're in love with or just anything that you are in love with. And going with your impulse and your gut feeling on things, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is that's a good, I mean, that's a song that everybody can relate to, you know. I mean, you know, people of all walks of life have, you know, have been there, you know. They've you know, had to, you know, they've experienced those things, you know, no matter where you come from. And so I think that's really cool. You know what I mean? That's really cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to talk to you, like, I know you're extremely busy. You know, you've got this EP dropping in November. Do you plan to release a full length, anytime soon? Will that be like next year or you just kind of playing it by ear?
In the process of, I've already started recording a few more. We've been talking about it. I think it wouldn't be this year for sure, but, I think maybe late winter next year, maybe I might, release, another single towards the next EP. I have it in my mind, maybe doing two EPs and then putting an album together with a couple more singles.
Okay. Awesome. That's awesome. I wanted to talk about, so the EP's title is So We Go. Tell me a little bit about that. What's the meaning behind it?
That also kind of falls in line with the Make It Easier concept in a way. What's it called? That song itself really talks a lot about falling in love with someone at first sight, and always that there's like a special moment when you lock eyes with someone for the first time, and then you end up being with them and experiencing life with them. It talks about continuously wanting to fall for each other and always be in that moment of when we first met eyes and when we first started, you know, hanging out.
Absolutely.
And it kind of goes with the, like I was saying, with the Make It Easier, with the Make It Easier vibe. It says, the song is called So We Go, and I kind of take it as the Nike slogan, just do it, as well. It's just kind of like a go for it, you know?
Absolutely. Alex, your music, I mean, I love, you know, there's such a vulnerability to your music. It's refreshing just being able to hear your songs and to be able to relate to them. What is the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your music?
An overall positive vibe. You know, some of the songs talk deep, like about being in a relationship, and then some of them talk about taking chances and being positives. And I think the whole EP has a very positive outlook. And I think that's something that a lot of people nowadays need. Like, I find that it's like less and less. I don't know. So I think. Sorry about that noise.
Oh, that's okay.
But I think that's a big thing in life, having a positive outlook on things. It changes perspectives and it changes the outcomes as well. And that's what I'd like people to take away from it. Just the positiveness of it. And hopefully the sing-alongs and the melodies, hopefully they're able to take those away as well.
Absolutely. Alex, who would you say are some of, like, your biggest influencers musically, some musicians or singer-songwriters that have helped to kind of shape your style of music?
Okay. Coldplay is probably my biggest inspiration. I saw them a few years ago back here at the American Airlines in Miami. And I don't know if I've ever had goosebumps for that long of a period. Literally, I had goosebumps the whole concert, and it just, like, it changed my life. But they're huge. They've always been a huge inspiration. What's it called? The Fray again was one of, like, the starting points of why I got into music. Then groups like One Republic, and Vance Joy, who is just a recent up and coming artist, he's also had a huge impact as well. Phoenix as well. They've always been a group that I really appreciated. And for the most part, they all have, I think they all have, like, in common the upbeat, easy listening, positive vibe, I guess.
Very nice.
So yeah, those are some of my big inspirations.
Awesome. Alex, if you could accredit, you know, your success as, you know, a musician, and just in life, to one person, who would it be and why?
So you mean, like, the reason that I got into music and kind of like that?
Yes.
I think my parents have been a huge support, for sure. They really back me up. But the other day, actually, I was visiting my grandma, and I showed her a music video that I actually just finished filming for my second single, Waking Up, which is coming out at the end of this month. But I was showing her the video, and I told her after, I haven't ever really thanked you for this, but I told her that I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you. So I really appreciate the fact that you got me a guitar on my 10th birthday. I think my family, and my girlfriend now are just huge supporters, and the guys that back me up in the, in my band. They're amazing to work with. My manager Fritz as well. I think one of the most important things in life is surrounding yourself with positive people and people that have the same vision as you do. And any negativity can drive you in a different way. So
absolutely,
I definitely feel blessed to have the team that I'm working with and that I've been working with. And I think that from my family to the players in my band and to my business partners, I think they've all played a huge role in where I'm at and where I'm going.
Absolutely. Man, that is awesome, Alex. I mean, that's amazing that, you know, it's good to be able to, you know, to be able to look back and to say, like, these people have helped me and have been kind of my support system throughout the years, you know, because not a lot of people have that. When you have that, I mean, it makes a whole world of difference, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, I wanted to ask you now, what's on the horizon for you in terms of touring and upcoming shows?
Well, at the moment, I don't have any tour lined up, but I am getting a lot of college radio play up in North New York, around the Rochester, Ithaca area, and some dates up there in New Jersey and Boston, Pennsylvania, that the Northeast area. Either at the end of this year or early next year.
Very nice. Okay. That's awesome. And Alex, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of what you're doing?
Where can they listen?
Yes. Where can they find out more about you and keep up with what you're doing?
Okay. Yeah. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, I'm on all those. Just type in Alex DeLeo, and I'll come up. And also my website, subscribe to my website at www.alexdeleo.com. Subscribe there. And I'm also on Spotify, iTunes, all the streaming services that are, available. I'm there. So follow me wherever you'd like to follow me.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome, Alex. Alex, I wanted to thank you so much for joining us on today's show. And I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you. If there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience?
Definitely look out for my second single coming out October 24th. And my first scripted official music video coming out a few days after that. It's called Waking Up.
Very nice. Very nice.
Awesome. And, Walter, I appreciate you having me on the show today. And hopefully we can talk soon. And hopefully I can come up to Memphis and visit you in the studio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would like nothing more.
Awesome, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alex.
Of course. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.